The Women's National Basketball Association is facing its own labor dispute today. This week has seen heated negotiations that have threatened the cancellation of the WNBA season and possibly the entire league itself. Joining me now to talk basketball is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, the WNBA has had financial difficulties since its creation, as most startups, especially in sports, do. But there are a lot of pros that seem to override that.
Yeah, definitely. The WNBA and other fledgling women's leagues have provided great role models for girls and for boys. Women pro athletes have proven to be gracious and respectful and really appreciative of fans, but that only goes so far. The WNBA has cost the men's NBA, which operates the league, tens of millions of dollars. Two teams recently folded, two more moved to other cities. TV ratings have been small, and a bunch of teams have really struggled with low attendance. Still, the league's players' union picked a fight with management.
So why would the union pick this fight? What are the issues?
Well, the issues are pretty much the same ones as in other sports: salaries and free agency. The WNBA offered small pay increases for veteran players, cuts for newcomers, and a drop in the overall salary cap. They also promised some free agency after a lengthy period of time. The union wants more money for all players and free agency in a shorter time. The length of the contract has also been a sticking point. The league has suggested 5 years. The players want three in case the business turns around and they're not locked in to a deal for a long, long time.
How serious is the NBA about actually shutting down the women's league? There are going to be a lot of disappointed people, a lot of disappointed 9-year-old girls out there.
There would be, but I think NBA Commissioner David Stern is serious. He scrapped the league's draft of college players. He said that he would call off the season if they didn't reach a deal by today. Late this afternoon, the league announced that they had made substantial progress and that they would extend negotiations over the weekend. But this really isn't about just money, because they weren't too far apart. What I really think is going on is that the NBA was drawing a line in the sand, saying, look, we're paying about $12 million this year to support the WNBA. All of that is pretty much losses. We've got no hope of making it back. And until the league matures and becomes economically viable, that's about the best we can do.
Now, the men's leagues took decades to become established, and with their success, I guess it's easy to forget that now. But why not give women's leagues a bit more time?
Right, because it's a different era. The financial stakes are incomparably higher. So you've got this dilemma. On the one hand, there's a belief in the greater good, that after all these years of inequality, women deserve leagues of their own. On the other hand, women's sports want to be in some regards like men. And if that means more money and more free agency and a hardline union, it also means the risk of losing it all, because it has to work as a standalone business, and right now it doesn't.
Well, one argument made in defense of the women's leagues is that the men's teams lose a lot of money too, and a lot more of it.
No, definitely. But the difference is that there's a market for the men's teams. So despite these losses, the teams do get sold, maybe not for as much money or as quickly as they would because of the current bad economy, but they do get sold. And that's not the case yet with the women's teams. They don't have resale values to make up for the losses. So fans would care a lot if the WNBA were shut down, but the marketplace probably wouldn't. And until it does, until we get to that point, players aren't going to have much leverage.
Stefan, if we can shift to the men for just a minute, the NBA playoffs begin tomorrow. They'll be without Michael Jordan, whose career ended this week, and also without the giant Chinese newcomer, Yao Ming, whose Houston Rockets didn't qualify. Can you prognosticate? Give us a quick overview.
It's all about the West. Six of the eight teams in the Western Conference who qualified for the playoffs won 50 or more games in the regular season. Only one team in the Eastern Conference did that. So I think we can look for the champion to come out of the West. The big question also out there is whether the Los Angeles Lakers, after a very shaky regular season, can win their fourth straight championship, and can Lakers coach Phil Jackson win his 10th overall championship in the league?
We'll be watching. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.